It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. And now, here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern with Arthur Treacher, Burt Gordon as the Mad Russian, Martha Sleeper, Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello? Duffy's Beverage Emporium. Where the elite foregather to sup. Feature the maitre d' speaking. Duffy is not in the vicinity. Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. Beg pardon? What am I doing here? I'm here on the recommendation of my psychiatrist. Well, I've always been a butler in the movies, and he thought I needed a change of atmosphere. So instead of being a gentleman's gentleman, I am now a bum's bum. Yes, that is correct. Where's Archie? Well, he's very busily occupied at the moment. What? Oh, very well. I'll wake him up.
Don't be a wise guy, Treacher. Give me that phone. Hello, Duffy. Huh? How come Treacher's working here? Well, I figured we could use a tall waiter, you know, who could hold the tray high enough so the customers can't see what they're eating before it explodes in their stomachs. How come a new waiter? Well, I had to let Yasha Panyaslavnik go. I caught the crook stealing from the cash register. I do it all the time. I know, but with me it's different. I'm an old, faithful, trusted employee. Well, I think Treacher will work out great. Well, look, Duffy, I'll call you back. I gotta get back to sleep. I mean, to work.
I beg your pardon, sir.
What is it, Treacher?
Well, I hate to bother you, but a rather sticky little problem has come up.
Oh, is that so? What?
Well, there seems to be a corpse in the corner booth.
How do you like that? Now, who'd bring a corpse in here?
Well, he wasn't a corpse when he came in.
Oh. Well, tell me, what did he look like?
Oh, a pleasant chap. I shall never forget his last words.
What were they?
Bring me the 25-cent blue plate.
Preacher, you sure about this whole thing? Did you feel the guy's pulse?
Why?
Well, maybe he ain't dead. Maybe he just ain't used to strong food.
You mean he'll live?
Well, most of them do. It's the 15-cent blue plate that has us worried. Tell you what, just wait a minute and see if he falls on the floor in a convulsion. If he does, you'll know he's all right.
I see. And what should we do about the check?
Well, at Duffy's, we always give the customer a sporting chance.
A sporting chance?
Yeah, well, watch which way he falls, see? If he lands face up, he pays. If it's tails, it's on the house.
Say, Archie.
Yes, Miss Duffy.
Say, Archie, how'd you like the show at the Bijou last night?
Oh, it was great, but how'd you know I was there?
I knew it as soon as the girls came out on stage wearing nothing but pigeons.
What do you mean? How'd you know that?
Who else but you would be throwing breadcrumbs in the aisle?
So what? I'm a bird lover. Funny, though, I didn't see you.
Oh, I was in the balcony with my boyfriend.
Oh, did you enjoy the performance?
I'll say. I had to slap his face three times.
I was referring to the performance on the stage. Devoidable, you know. Incidentally, what did you think of that Professor Zodiac, that hypnotist?
Oh, those hypnotists, they're all fake.
I agree with you, Miss Duffy.
When was you ever hypnotized?
Oh, at the Palladium in London.
What happened?
Well, this hypnotist called me up on the stage, waved his hands in my face, looked me in the eye, and told me that when I woke up, I wouldn't know what time it was. And by Jove, the chap was right.
What do you mean?
Well, when I got back to my seat, my watch was missing.
Well, this guy last night was much more legitimate. You should have seen him, you see. He gets the guy up on a stage and just by occult hypnotism, he forces the guy to make violent love to a dame.
What's so wonderful about that?
It was the guy's own wife. So, to make a long story short, I invited the hypnotist down here tonight for some instructions. And after a couple of lessons, I won't have no more trouble with dames.
You mean your trouble getting one?
No, me trouble getting the one I got.
Which one is that? Chiquita Simple Bopper?
No, not her.
Lana Quatfazel?
Miss Duffy, how many times do I have to tell you Lana Quatfazel is engaged to Cadwallader the Gretenstunker the Third?
Oh, well, let me see. Could it be Katrinka Yarbop?
No.
Natasha Domjanovich?
No. This one's a foreigner. It's me little French filly, Rene, you know. She don't seem to love me like she used to.
What makes you think so?
Well, she's been dropping a few veiled hints lately.
Veiled hints?
Yeah, little things, you know. Like slamming a door in me face. Hanging up the phone on me. Getting engaged to other guys. Nothing one could put their finger on. But with hypnotism, that'll all be changed. I'll wave me magic wand 3 times and she'll be Mrs. Archie.
But my dear chap, what will happen if she ever wakes up?
Well, so what? You think she's going to divorce a guy with a mansion and a swimming pool and a yacht?
Hold on, old chap. You're going to buy a mansion, a swimming pool and a yacht on $15 a week?
Yeah.
How?
Simple. I'll give up smoking. Now, if you'll excuse me a minute, I'd like to study this book right here. Let's see now. Zodiac the Great, Master of Hypnotism, Reader of Men's Minds, the World's Greatest Intellect.
How do you do?
Mad Russian. Russian, what are you doing here?
Professor Zodiac is sending me. I am his new assistant.
What do you know about hypnotism?
You ask me what I know about hypnotism? Me, a man who for 20 years has looked into the eyes of Eddie Kemper?
But how did you get with Professor Zodiac?
The professor is noticing that I too have a hypnotic eye.
You?
Most of course. In fact, as I am coming into this world as a baby, immediately I am putting my doctor into a deep trance.
You put your doctor into a deep trance?
This was making medical history.
How come?
Before the doctor is slapping me, I am slapping him first.
Well, it serves him right for bringing you into the world. So you're Professor Zodiac's new assistant, huh?
What you might call his right foot.
You mean his right hand?
No, his right foot. When he is putting people to sleep, I am kicking them to wake them up.
And this makes you a hypnotist, huh?
This plus other things.
What other things?
Like I'm hypnotizing my grandmother into thinking she's a horse.
Oh, really? Is it a success?
Only to an extent.
What do you mean?
She came in next to last at the Kentucky Derby.
She came in next to last. Who ran last?
My grandfather, his sister. My grandfather. He is chasing my grandmother like mad.
Oh. How come?
As a horse, she was very beautiful.
So you're Professor Zodiac's assistant, huh?
Yes, I am known as the human sleeping pill.
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking of taking some lessons, and I wanted to ask Professor Zodiac a couple of questions, but maybe you can help me.
Okie dokie, that'll do.
Well, what'll you charge me?
For $50, I will answer 3 questions.
Well, ain't that a lot of money?
Yes, it is. You now have 2 questions left.
Look, Russian, all I want to find out is what you have to do to hypnotize a beautiful dame.
What about the $50?
I ain't got $50.
How much you got?
$5.
Mm-hmm. In that case, this little book will answer the questions. So, please, you are giving me the $5?
Now, just a minute, Russian. I wasn't born yesterday. I'll give you $3.
What? You are daring to insult me with a mere $3? $3 for the inscrutable wisdom of the East?
I'm sorry.
Make it $4.
Just a minute. I want to see that book first. Let's see here. A scientific approach to hypnosis, mesmerism, and advanced tea leaf reading in Technicolor. Tea leaf reading in Technicolor?
We are using Orange Pico.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Here's the buck for the deposit. I'll pay you the rest later.
What? You are daring to insult me with a mere $1 for the inscrutable wisdom of the East?
Take it or leave it.
You have bought yourself a book.
Oh, boy. With this book, I'll be lousy with inscrutable wisdom. I can make any dame I want fall for me.
Archie, you think if I use the book, I could make fellas fall for me?
Look, after all, Miss Duffy, this is hypnotism, not magic.
Hey, very funny.
Wait a minute. Give me that phone.
What are you going to do?
Call up that little French filly, Rene. With this book, she'll find out she's dealing with a new Archie. Hello? I'd like to speak to Rene, please. Who's calling? Tell her, Maurice. Maurice Chevalier. Hello. Hello, Rene? This is Archie. Now, don't hang up. Well, wait till I tell you about the diamond bracelet. The diamond bracelet. Well, honey, I got a real big surprise for you. You'll be right down? Good.
Archie, you haven't got a diamond bracelet.
That's a surprise.
How do you like...
Yes, sir, I was right. One lesson in hypnotism and already she's on her way down.
Every day, you hear more and more about an incredibly fast way to relieve the pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. It's Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven, active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician and, in this way, discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So, the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin, in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Anacin at any drug counter.
Now, let me see here. Chapter 9, How to Hypnotize Friends and Put People Under the Influence. It is best to hypnotize subjects who have minds that are weaker than yours.
I say, old boy, won't you have trouble finding subjects?
Preacher, stop interrupting. Now, let's see. Hypnotism is practiced in India by the street fakers, who charm snakes with their flutes.
Oh, I say, that sounds jolly. Why don't you try that?
Where am I going to get a snake and a flute?
Why don't you start out in a small way, with a worm and a piccolo?
Everybody's a wise guy.
I say, old chap, you don't really believe that reading that book for a few minutes will make you an expert, do you? After all, you know, hypnotism is a complicated science.
So what? Electricity is science, ain't it?
Yes.
How long does a guy have to sit in the electric chair to see how it works? Now, let me see. First, I look Rennie in the eye.
Say, Archie.
Oh, hello, Russian. What can I do for you?
You can give me the other $2 that you owe me.
Looks like I'll have to use this hypnotism sooner than I thought. Now, look, Russian, before I give you the $2, I got to see if this stuff works. Now, let me try it on you.
Oh, okay.
Now, close your eyes.
Okay, I close my eyes.
Now, look me in the eye.
Say, this is a good trick.
Please, relax.
Okay, I'm relaxed.
Now, once again, look me in the eye.
Which one?
What's the difference? The left one.
But the right one is so much prettier.
Okay, then look me in the right eye.
Now the left one looks prettier.
Is he in a trance yet, Archie?
With him, it's hard to tell.
Now, please, I'm a busy man. Give me the $2.
Not till I learn how this thing works.
Okay, I'll come back in 15 minutes.
All right, that's fair enough. In the meantime, I'll practice on somebody else. Now, let's see. Another effective method in hypnotism is to move a bright, shiny object before the subject's eyes. Let's see, what have I got around here that's bright and shiny?
Why don't you just bend over in that blue serge suit and sway back and forth?
Wouldn't be scientific. Oh, Treacher, have you got a half a buck on you?
Yes.
Let me have it for a second.
Here you are.
Thanks. Now, I wave it in front of your eyes. Arthur Treacher, you are under a spell.
He must be if he gave you half a dollar.
Quiet, Miss Duffy. Now concentrate, Treacher. Keep staring at this 50-cent piece. You're getting sleepy. Very sleepy. Your eyes are closing.
They are, eh? Just try putting those 2 shillings in your pocket.
Go along with me. Now, I'm gonna make you bark like a dog. Now, repeat after me. I am completely in your power.
You are completely in my power.
No, Teacher. I am completely in your power.
Very well, then you bark like a dog.
Please, try to concentrate. Now, Arthur Treacher, repeat after me. I am in your power.
I am in your power.
It's working. I am your master.
You are my master.
My will is stronger than yours.
Your will is stronger than mine.
Hey, what's going on here?
Shh, quiet. I'm getting hypnotized.
Preacher, please. Before I pay the $2, I gotta see if this thing works. Now concentrate. Look me in the eye. Arthur Treacher, you are a giraffe.
I am a giraffe.
Now speak to me.
Hello down there.
Archie, is it working?
Yeah, the guy really thinks he's a giraffe.
Good. Maybe we can get him to eat those cobwebs off the ceiling.
Quiet, Miss Duffy. Okay, Treacher, are you still in a trance?
Yes, Master.
That's all I want to know. Okay, I'll snap you out of it. Abacadabra.
Where, oh, where am I?
You're in Duffy's Tavern.
Make me a giraffe again.
Here's a word from RCA Victor. You know, when spring puts in its appearance, the ladies always seem to catch the men off guard. They've been busy for weeks planning their spring wardrobe, studying the new styles. And this year, there's one style everyone will want to study. It's the better-looking in every way style of RCA Victor's magnificent new 17-inch television receiver, the Fairfield. With a Fairfield, you'll get television pictures which are exceptionally clear, bright, and steady. And you'll have RCA Victor's new picture pickup, which assures you of the best possible reception. If you've been looking for a television set that's going to look well in your home, here's your answer. The Fairfield console cabinet is truly distinctive, and its beautiful doors close over the screen when your set's not in use. Go see your RCA Victor dealer. He'll be glad to show you the better-looking Fairfield.
Archie, why don't you cut out all this nonsense with the hypnotism?
Nonsense, huh? We'll just see how it works on Rennie. Hey, wait a minute. Here she comes now. Well, Rennie.
Bonsoir, Archie.
Bonsoir to you, my little pouli pop pie. Hey, that's some dress you're wearing.
Oh, it's just a little something I threw on.
Looks like you missed. First time I ever seen a backless dress worn backwards.
Now, please, Archie, let's get down to business.
Business? I don't know what you mean, mon petit patoute.
What about the bracelet?
The bracelet? What bracelet?
The diamond bracelet you promised me on the telephone.
Oh, that diamond bracelet. Oh, yeah, the jeweler has been a little dilatory in delivering it. I'll call him up and see what happened. Hello, Cartier's. High-priced diamond department, please. Yeah, the one without the floors. Hello? Hello? Oh, tell me, sir, is this the gentleman that sold me the $10,000 bracelet? It is? Well, this is Archie of Duffy's Tavern. And I'd like you to know, sir, that the bracelet ain't been delivered yet. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, them things will occur. Thank you.
What happened?
Their truck broke down.
Truck broke down.
Yeah.
Archie, you have lied to me. This is the last time.
Wait.
I will have...
Renee, look into my eyes. Now concentrate.
Why?
You'll find out in a second. Now, I stare into your eyes. I'm going to take you to dreamland.
Oh, please, not another one of those cheap dance halls.
Quiet, you're being hypnotized. Now, follow the moving finger.
The way you're looking at me, I'd better.
Renee, concentrate. Look me in the eye.
Archie, I feel very strange. I feel a spell coming over me.
Oh, boy, it's working.
I will be anything you want me to be. I will do anything you say.
I say, old boy, this is your big opportunity.
Huh?
Make her a giraffe.
Preacher, that is not exactly what I had in mind. Now, Renny, concentrate. You are about to become my bride.
Your bride? But who are you, strange one?
Strange one? Hey, that gives me an idea.
Yeah, she thinks you're a stranger. Maybe you got a chance.
Quiet. Repeat them last words, Renee.
Who are you, strange one?
I am Charles Boyer.
Charles Boyer?
Oui, better known as Pepsi La Cola. Come, Renee. Come with me to the Catskills.
Oh, Charles. Kiss me. Kiss me.
What a racket that boy has got.
Charles, speak to me. Charles, how romantic you are.
Oh, I say, Charles, should I fetch the bicarbonate?
Preacher, stop trying to break the spell. Now, what was I saying, Renee? Yes.
Oh, Charles, put your arms around my waist and hold me tight. Press me close to you. Closer. Closer.
I'll murder the first guy that snaps his fingers. Now repeat after me, Renee. I will marry you.
I will marry you as soon as I get the diamond bracelet.
Renny, you mean to tell me that you was awake all the time?
And so ends another trance in the life of Archie the hypnotist.
That lousy Russian, if I can only put my hands on him.
Well, here he comes now.
Oh, wait. Look, you phony hypnotist, give me back that buck. I just tried some of that
crummy hypnotosisism on this girl here, and it don't work.
Archie, this man is a hypnotist?
Vive la trance.
Oh, il est très gentil.
You are speaking to me.
Yes. I say that you are very cute.
Don't say that.
But you are cute.
I know, but don't say that. Tell me, my little French poodle, would you like me to throw a trance at you?
It is not necessary, monsieur. I am already under your spell.
That's funny. I must have studied the wrong chapter.
And now, monsieur, you close your eyes.
With pleasure.
Now repeat after me.
Okay.
I will buy you a diamond bracelet.
I will buy you a diamond bracelet.
I will take you dancing at El Morocco.
I will take you dancing at El Morocco.
Then let's go.
After you, my little onion.
Good night, Archie.
Good night. How do you like that?
A Russian is supposed to be the hypnotist, and the dame puts the spell on him. What a jerk.
Hey, wait a minute.
Where does this leave me? I give the guy a buck, and he winds up with my dame.
I say, old chap, repeat after me. I am a jerk.
You are a jerk.
No, you are a jerk.
Sometimes when Bing Crosby and Bob Hope get together, they don't make sense at all, but sometimes they do. For instance, get a load of this.
Now here's Chesterfield's answer to Cyrano de Bergerac, Bob Hope.
I'd top you easy, Dad, but we only have a minute here to sell Chesterfield.
Okay, well, let's get to it.
Better tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
The mildness is a cinch to prove. You just make the Chesterfield mildness test. You know, open a pack and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke them, and you'll know that Chesterfields are mild.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
So make our cigarette your cigarette. The reasons go together like this.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That mild or mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste. So open a pack, give them a smell, then you'll smoke them.
Listen again next week, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. The best cigarette for you to smoke. Listen tomorrow evening for The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, the Saturday night feature of the All-Star Festival.